If you aren't exactly thrilled with the possibility of your holiday season matching the Griswold celebration, this episode of Unjaded is for you.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
The holiday season is beautiful and it's ugly. We set ourselves up with these fancy expectations, run ourselves ragged for the perfect gifts, we get everyone's favorite foods in, and we have a wrap-up of business activities that would make Richard Branson proud. I mean, we get Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all of these last-minute sales strategies to make sure that we close out the year strong. By the time Christmas actually gets here, we're fed up, worn out, and over it already. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of areas in the human design body graph that really can have you leaning into your strengths and making the holiday season easier, or dare I say, even enjoyable. We're going to cover boundaries and expectations, emotional energy, and stress and overwhelm. Buckle up. This is going to be a big one. Oh my gosh, I almost said that's what she said, but that may not be appropriate for a podcast. So we're going to look at the holiday season through the lens of a couple of the centers in your human design. The first one is the emotional solar plexus. This is the big triangle on the right-hand side towards the bottom of your human design chart. If you don't have your human design chart, you can go to my website, vickidixon.com, and download it there for free. It's actually a free thing. You don't have to put your email address in unless you want to get some information on how your design actually works in your own life. So you're going to see a big gold button there that says download my human design chart, and that's what you want to use. So the emotional solar plexus, this is going to be a big player in your holiday experience, whether it's defined for you, which means that it will be colored in, or undefined, which means that it will be white. The second thing we're going to talk about in this episode of Unjaded is the root center. This is the square at the bottom of your chart, right in the middle. It's the center for adrenaline pressure and stress. So we definitely need to cover that in this episode. If it's colored in brown, it's defined for you. And if it's white or not colored in, it's undefined. Again, just head on over to the website, vickidixon.com. It's in the show notes, and grab your chart for free there. So you're going to want to know as you go through this episode whether the center is defined for you or undefined, because this determines how you play with the emotional energy and the stressors as you go through the next few weeks and through the rest of your life, because it's going to be a thing, right? So let's start with the emotional solar plexus. If this is undefined or not colored in your chart, you are an empath. Now, it doesn't mean that if it's defined for you, you can't be empathetic, but the people who are the true empaths who actually soak up the emotional energy of others are the people who have an undefined emotional solar plexus, and that's about half of the population. So if it's not you, it's probably someone in your life. So you're going to want to take in all parts of this episode so that you can understand the people around you as we come through the holidays as well. So undefined, you are an empath. You may already know this about yourself because you deal with it on a regular basis. What you may not know is that you not only soak up the emotional energy of others, but you amplify them. You may have been a child who was told that you're too dramatic. You may have had people say to you, or they may still say to you, you make too big of a deal of everything. And it's because of this amplification of emotional energy. This is a big deal over the holidays, right? If people are emotional around you and you're amplifying the emotions back, that's going to affect your holiday experience. So with an undefined emotional solar plexus, the thing to remember is that you're not here to be emotional. You're here to be wise about emotions. Remember that where we are undefined is where we go to school. It's what teaches us so that we can have wisdom to share with others. So here's a tip for you over this season and for the rest of your life, actually. Be a sieve and not a sponge. Rather than soaking up all of the emotional energy, allow it to flow through you. Another tip is to continually ask yourself when you're feeling big feelings, is this mine? And if it's not, it's going to be 99% of the time, it's not going to be yours. Let it go. And I know that's easier said than done. I have a child with an undefined emotional solar plexus and a husband who's not as open to human design. But for her, I can't tell you the number of times that I look at her and I say, is this mine? And she's like, I know, it's not. But it does make your life easier if you can actually picture yourself as a sieve and not a sponge, and then ask yourself if the emotional energy is actually yours to be feeling. If your emotional solar plexus is defined, it will be colored in brown on your human design chart, and you are here to be emotional. 100% of the time, we get this backwards. So most of the people that I work with actually have a defined emotional solar plexus, as do I. This is my lived experience. But I see it over and over again with clients and with myself that someone with a defined emotional solar plexus who's here to be emotional, we're actually not emotional. We tend to be the Stoics. We come from families where there wasn't room for our emotions, where we were trained and often told not to feel the feelings, right? Think of all of the messages that you got as a child that said, you're fine. I'll give you something to cry about. You want to cry? I'll give you something to cry about. That was a big one. But you're fine. You're okay. It's not a big deal. Just stop. Just stop crying. Just stop talking about it. You know, like there wasn't room for our feelings. And this is a huge conditioner. And chances are you lived in a house with people who had undefined emotional solar plexuses who were actually amplifying that energy, and they were the ones who were allowed to feel. So often the people with the undefined emotional solar plexuses are the ones that are dramatic, are the ones that feel deeply, but they're not supposed to. So we have it backwards. If you have a defined emotional solar plexus, I'm going to bet that you've been so conditioned away from your emotions that you can't even name 8 emotions on the emotional scale. Try it. So often, I do this too, okay? So it's not something that doesn't happen to me, but when I work with emotionally defined clients, we say things that we are feeling, and I'm putting that in air quotes, that aren't even emotions. We say we're fine, solid, good, tired. Those aren't emotions. It's crazy that those with the definition here feel nothing and those with the definition feel it all. So here's what you need to understand about yourself if your emotional solar plexus is defined. 1, you are here to feel the feelings. 2, your feelings will come in waves. This is a big part of how you make decisions. Episode 12 of the Unjaded podcast goes through this in detail, so I'm going to pop it in the show notes for you because it is a big deal. What this means as you go through the holidays, there are 3 types of emotional waves. So depending on which one you have, you may be triggered into your emotional wave as you spend time with family and friends, because that's tribal energy. Family has a marvelous way of bringing out the mood in us, right? Your mood will tend to affect everyone else's mood, and you may be totally unaware of it. So when you are feeling low, when you're in the down part of your wave, no matter what type of wave you have, it's time for self-care. It's not the time to push through and hold yourself to tons of commitments. You may find that you disappoint people over the holiday season, and that has to be okay, because you'll make it worse and you'll make your lows last longer if you don't care for yourself, if you continue to try to push through and put the happy face on, which is what we've been trained to do. So when you can honor yourself and your design with self-care and even rest, which I know is shocking over the holidays, you'll get the gifts of your wave, because each wave that you experience actually holds a gift for you. Again, go back and listen to episode 12 for that. So that's the emotional solar plexus. Moving down to the root center is at the bottom of your body graph, and it will be colored in brown if it's defined, and if it's undefined, it will be white. Now, if your root center is undefined, it's going to put a lot of pressure on your entire chart, or you. You are your chart, right? You may have this frenetic feeling, especially coming into the holiday season, of needing to get all the things done so you can rest. I got to get this done so I can rest. I got to get this done so I can rest. I got to get this done so I can rest. But you're never going to be done, and you're never going to be ready, but you're always ready in time, right? We think that we're not going to be ready, but the day comes, and it's one freaking day. The day comes, and we're always ready. But the thing with your undefined root center is that you never feel free from the pressure. So again, come back to a grounding practice. There is an episode of Unjaded about this. I will pop the notes in the show notes for you, or I will pop the link in the show notes for you. And it goes through stepping away from the pressure, having some grounding practices, you know, dark colored crystals, essential oils, grounding, depending on where you live, actually your feet on the ground. I won't be doing that here in Ontario at Christmas time, but journaling, meditating, yoga, all of these things. And then your mantra for the holiday season and the rest of your life is, things get done when they get done. Breathe. Big, deep breath. Things get done when they get done, so that you don't step into that place of overwhelm. Oh, I wanted to tell you this story too. I have a client who is a gardener. She lives also in Ontario. So, I mean, she's not gardening in the wintertime, right? But what she has done is she has kept a pot of soil out just for this purpose. She has an undefined root center and an undefined head center, which is a topic for another episode. And so she finds that she gets lost in overwhelm. And when she gets lost in like a panicky, overwhelmed feeling, she gets out her pot of soil and she just plays with her hands in the dirt. She massages her hands into the dirt for a few minutes to get grounded again and to step away from that panicked state. So, I mean, you can't beat nature. You can't beat nature for getting you back to feeling grounded. So if your root center is defined, remember it's going to be colored in your chart, and you have a more consistent way to manage stress, but that doesn't mean that you always manage it well, right? It's going to be important for you to physically move your body to process this root center energy, especially if you have a defined sacral as well. So if you are a generator or a manifesting generator and you have a defined sacral and a defined root, you're going to need some physical activity. Again, the hill that I die on is that human design is all about the nuances. There are so many places in human design that can dictate that you need physical exercise. This is just two of them that I just mentioned, your defined sacral and your defined root center. You want to do something with a defined root center that makes you sweat, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed, or if you're feeling panicked, or if you're starting to feel frenetic. You want to come back to your physical body and do something that will make you sweat. Get into some physical activity. I'm sorry if you don't like that kind of thing. It's actually necessary for you. So with the defined root, your adrenaline energy will pulse on and off. When it's off, it's off. There's not a damn thing you can do to turn it back on. And this is frustrating. I have this. If you have a list of things to get done in your life or in your business, you're going to feel like you're walking through quicksand trying to do them. If you also have an emotional wave in your design and that's low, look out. Like, there's just nothing is going to happen gracefully for you right now. The best thing that you can do is allow yourself to stop. Don't try to keep pushing through. Care for yourself and wait for your pulse to get back on, because you'll get 10 times more done. You know, you can try to slog through with your root pulse off, with your defined root pulse off, and it will take you 100 times longer to do something. If you just step into self-care, and that doesn't mean you do nothing, but maybe you do the things in your business or in your life that don't require a lot of energy output from you, then when your root pulse comes back on, you can get things done lightning fast. You can just power through and get them done, and they'll be done better than they would be if you were slogging through. We all know that, right? So I know that it can seem like a fantasy to actually honor your human design, especially over the holidays. A coach once told me that living your design is not always convenient, but it's always correct. And she was right. It makes a huge difference. Even if you can honor one of these things, even if you can honor one aspect of your design as we go through the holidays, it will make a difference in your life. I promise you. I promise you. So when you're ready to dive into your own human design and all of the ways that you can navigate your life by leaning into the nuances of you, you're going to want to have a human design reading. Now is a great time to start thinking about that as we get ready to start a new year, especially if you're in business and you're ready to align your life with your business once and for all. I'm telling you, the key is in your human design. It makes all of the difference. I'll pop the link in the show notes for you. It's on the website at vickidixon.com. You're going to be there soaking up all the freebies anyway and going through them over the next season, and then get ready to book your human design reading. So remember that over the holiday season, life may kick you around a little more than usual, right? You may amplify some emotional energy. You may go into your own emotional lows. You may feel overwhelmed. You may need a little bit more exercise, even though you don't feel like it. Life is going to kick you around. Your challenge, should you accept, is to stay unjaded.